Timmy.
Hey, Derek. Hey, look it. I want to talk about something that's been on my mind this week.
I'd love to hear it.
All right, cool. So look, Derek, you have a pretty sweet website. I remember when I didn't have a real, real nice website, I kind of looked at what you had and I looked at what other guys in the bond business had, and I kind of put something together, and I think I have a pretty kick-ass website right now.
You do. You do.
Because it just, it serves what I want to do. I'm giving a place for people to land, to find out information they want. They got the pricing, they've got the pictures, they've got the journey, and we walk them down the sales funnel to get them where they want to go, whether they're collecting information or they just want to get it done. They put themselves in the funnel they belong for information or selling. There's stuff that goes on behind the scenes, and I know you guys hear about SEO and SEM, and a lot of guys out there, and I see a lot of websites of contractors, they build their own websites through these various platforms, and I have no idea what that is because that's not what I do. I don't want to do it. I don't want to know how to do it. I pay somebody to do that.
Yeah.
Because I have to, because I can't be awesome at everything. So I let people be awesome at what they are. Right.
Tim, awesome.
Right. I am awesome, but I don't want a square peg into a squarish hole. I want a square peg, square hole.
Mm. Mm. Okay. Squarish. I've never heard that.
Squarish.
One. I like it.
And it's true, because sometimes we try to force that peg in there and it kind of fits, but not really. So I hire somebody to do that. In a conversation this week with my SEO, SEM guy, the person that handles all that stuff for me, the conversation came up of, he was talking about contractors, because he works with a lot of contractors, that they are order takers, that they're waiting for everybody to land on the website and throw their wallets at them. Clients.
That's a good place.
Right. Right. Just, hey, come on in here. Tell me what you want. I'll send you an invoice and we'll make it happen. That people aren't nurturers. They aren't hunters. They're just order takers. And now Tom talks about that. But the conversation happened between me and a guy who handles my media, which was like eye-opening because it was the same mindset. But he said, people hire him and expect, hey, make my phone ring. Make it rain. You know, throw some Google AdWords out there. It'll happen. When you have a shit landing space on your website or there's no call to action, you're not going out there creating relationships with other businesses. You're not doing anything except throwing money at somebody and telling them to make it rain. What happens when the economy changes? What happens? Yeah. What it's going to happen, Derek. And I'm not saying there's a cloud of doom over me. I'm running like I've never run before. I'm out there doing stuff. But it's your responsibility as a business owner to create those relationships and not just pay somebody to make your pain go away. On some level, you have to maintain who you are and your presence in the industry. You, Derek, tell me your story.
Well, I think this is fascinating, Tim, because I'm 50, you're 50 something, and I'm almost 50. And I think about how I came up through the business. It was relationships. That's how you did it. It was the referrals. It was the old school way. And then, but both you and I fortunately have grabbed the technology. I could have skipped it all. Like I could have let it all go and I could have done something different. But I knew I was cognizant enough to just hang on to this and do it. So you and I kind of have a superpower. We have the old way and we have the new way. So let's say things do change. There's always going to be a pit and a peak and an ebb and a flow in business, always. So let's just say, for instance, things do slow down and we have to go back to the old way, the nurturing, the connections, the relationships. There's a large percentage of young guys and gals that have never done that before. So that's like a whole nother world of training and doing, because they are just, it's all online and it's all there. So when you said that, I went, wow, I never really thought about that way. So one way I nurture is a current situation. Her name is Jana, and she's been a customer of ours for at least 8 or 9 years. And she comes in the garden center, she buys plants. But I saw her probably 2 months ago, and she came in, she said, I'm ready to get a water feature. I'm like, Jana, that's awesome. But I haven't seen her in years. She said, I come in here all the time. I come and I take pictures. And she said, I would love to set up a time with you to come by the house. Since she's a customer of ours, I don't charge her for consulting, even though she comes in garden center. I go to her space. I paint everything out. We're having great conversations. We're having metaphysical conversations. We're having conversations about, are you ready? What's the guy's name? The king of yacht music. Chris Cross.
Yeah, you got him, right?
Yeah.
He's your buddy. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's next door.
Yeah.
And we're talking about Chris Cross. Chris comes out. Hey, Derek, how you doing? I did business with him years ago. And it's the dude, the king of yacht music, man. He's laid back. He's cool. And I just got this great little, you know, he's not inviting me over for bourbons, but it's a nice little conversation. And we're all over the place. And then we set up a time for her to come to the garden center. And she comes to him. She has her her binder ready. She has pictures from the website. She has pictures from the garden center. She's got this whole thing. And we're having this conversation. And she's like, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to move forward. We look at different water features. We get to a price point, and she wants the other thing. So she came in at 20. By the time she's ready to, or we're about to be done to do paperwork, she's at 26. And she said, send me the quote over and I'll sign it. And then she calls back and says, I'm not ready. I think I want to do something else. And it's like, okay, that's totally fine. She's like, I know, I need to. She actually works for Monster Energy Drink. Mm. She does all the marketing, the back end of marketing. So she gets checks every now and again. Like, she'll do a job. So she's a subcontractor. She'll do a job and she'll get a $20,000 pop, a $10,000 pop, a $40,000 pop, whatever the pops are. And so now, what do? I keep the conversation going by sending her a video of a big recreation pond we did. And then she's like, I'm so glad you sent that to me. Now I want the recreation pond. Now we've doubled the price and she wants to wait till spring. So it's not just that order taker transaction style thing. I'm still communicating with her, and I'm going to communicate with her probably 10 more times before she actually signs a check and gets us to put a big rec pond in her backyard. So for me, that's what I think about on how I nurture. I stay in contact with them. I dream with them. I have conversations. I'm willing to go to their house and hang out a little bit. Where when I think of like some young individuals today, they're kind of behind the keyboard so much, they even feel uncomfortable doing that and really have not been trained to do that. And now there's going to be some others that are just extreme extroverts and they can be behind the computer and they can jump out there. But that's one way, is I just keep the conversation going. I don't try to push the sale. I just try to get them the right information. I try to assignment sell them, or I do assignment sell them, giving them lots of information so that they can make a buying decision.
Fighters, I want to invite you to go to milehighprofitsummit.com and check out the lineup we have for you at Mile High Profit Summit this year in Denver, Colorado. I'm super excited because not only are we bringing you the theme of Sell Unafraid, we're also unlocking breakout sessions for the first time. We're going to dig into the numbers. We're going to dig into attracting higher quality leads. We're going to dig in how to sell using simple tools that are out there for you so that you can walk home with higher profits and a better quality of life. Go to milehighprofitsummit.com and come join us and hang out. And let's get real this year and change your life, change your business. I'm out.
There's automations, right? Because I lay on automations a lot because I'm knowing one guy and I have all these people I talk to. There's no way I can touch everybody. So I have my drip marketing. They get the weekly newsletter, the weekly tips and monthly newsletters. And I'm always touching them. But I'm thinking back to myself. I'm seeing, because I've been in business for a while, these folks that are in my CRM, these people, again, marketed every week, these people are coming back 2 years later. And you know, talk about numbers of, you know, like, so 7 out of 10 people aren't going to be my customers who call me. And that's okay, right? So I'm hitting about 25%. But these other 7 people may never be my customers, but some of them will.
Yeah.
So do you have a warm lead? Do you have something you should be touching them more often? Because these people are coming back. And, you know, honestly, Derek, I can think of conversations I've had over the past 5 years that people stood in my head. Is I going to get back to that person? Maybe I should be going back and thinking, hey, that guy's name was Mike. What was his last name? Damn it. Let me search my CRM for Michael, and I'll find him. That's the dude. Let me go back to that guy. And in fact, Derek, as I'm saying this, you know, there is a guy. His name's Mike. He's a doctor. I know the guy. I know where he lives. We maintain his pond, but he's always wanted another feature. So I'm going to be hitting that up next week because now yeah. I'm accountable to myself. I set it on the air. So now I have to do it.
Yeah.
Being the hunter, you can't just wait for the phone to ring. And this is the lull, right? So we get that time. Yes. How are we absorbing? How are we doing that lull? It's like, yeah, damn, let's make that register ring. That's my job, man. I'm the sales guy. That's what I do.
Yeah. And you're set up to do it. That's the thing. You have a process to nurture people. And so you've heard me talk about hype videos, and that's another way to nurture the client when you're booked out to, you know, 2 months or 3 months. And it's, you still need to touch your customer during that time span. Don't just disappear and they think you just took their money. Ugh. Reach out to them, share a little video with them, share stuff. Cause what happens with that, I found, is that individual will be on their phone and they meet with a friend. They're having lunch, having a glass of wine or something. They say, what are you up to? I said, actually, I'm getting a pond built in 2 months. Let me show you this video he just sent me. It's like, I need to know that guy. Share that information with me. So there's all these little ways to sell and touch and nurture. And I like that aspect of just kind of going, hey, we're still here. Everything's good. You need anything? We'll be there in November.
Yeah, they call that mining the gap.
Yep.
Mining that gap. Because when you sell it, and Derek, sometimes I'll sell water features in the fall to be done next summer. I mean, not next spring, next summer. So these people, I'm sitting on whatever, $10,000, $15,000 for 5 or 6 months. They don't see me.
Yeah.
You know, they'll ask the question, you know, how do I know you're not going to Mexico? I go, well, I am going to Mexico, first of all.
Yeah, I am.
But it's not on your dollar. Yeah. No, it's not.
I actually upgraded. I'm going to the nicer Marriott, the JW Marriott.
That's whatever. Yeah. I know I'm not going to be sitting on the airplane in steerage. I'm going to be sitting further up in the front, you know, not holding chickens.
Awesome.
But, you know, it's just minding that gap because you walk away and you get that warm, fuzzy feeling. They feel good about you. And they say, oh, this is my guy. I feel so great. He's going to come bring this thing in. And a week goes by and a month goes by. And then the holidays go by. It's like, I wonder what Tim's, what happened to Tim? He just disappeared. Or it happened to Derek. Or it happened to Joe or whatever it was. Yeah. It's like, that guy has said, he'll be all right. But you know, they're laying down at night, going to bed thinking, that guy took $12,000 of my money. And if he dies or something happens to him, where's my money? Some people don't care, but the average Joe that you and I deal with people, they care about their money. So those reminders, Derek, which I think is inspirational to, just send a video out, just send us text, say, hey, I know I took your money. I told you I wouldn't forget you. I'd be reaching back out. Let you know I'm still here. Or take a picture of the products. Hey, these are the products we put aside for your pond. We wrapped them up, put your name on it. We're thinking of you. Have a good holiday or whatever it is.
And I do current projects. I'll use those and I'll do a video saying hello to the individual. And it's usually something that already has lights on it. Well, basically, I'm sharing things that they have not bought yet. So I'm letting them see the other options.
I love that. See, we started talking about being hunter and gatherers to keeping leads warm to just kind of cool things to keeping in touch with people. All these things, dude, they're all, and it's kind of crazy how we linked it and wove it all together because it's the same thing. It's giving somebody that experience, but also, us being the best we could possibly be. And if Derek, I know you're a salesperson. I know you're good at it because you're a good communicator.
Yeah.
And if you're that person, then that's your job. That's what you have to do. Yeah. You're not working the drive-through.
No.
What I mean? You're working the floor and you got to get those tips and you got to create those sales. And there's no better way to do it than creating those relationships and not waiting for that phone to ring because you have to be more than that. We're better than that.
Not only that, we're better equipped to do it. And that's why we're here. And that's why we do this podcast. And that's how we talk about sales and the five steps, the Shinfu and the Battleground program, because that's where it happens. I mean, this is where you're going to train and learn and you'll rise to your highest level of training. Therefore you're equipped. And I believe in that so much. And if you're in any sports or any things, you guys know that, like you show up with the best you got. So why not put a lot of effort in? And that's where the hunting comes in to the existing client base. You can hunt with the people that know you, trust you already, and have already done business with you. So why not hunt within the pack?
Yeah. Yeah. We got to change some lives, Derek, and just waiting for that phone to ring and not go out, be the hunter and the nurturer. It's just, that's not what we're meant to do. So let's be better at what we do and not just lean on somebody to make the phone ring for you.
That's it. Know what to do when the phone stops ringing.
Yeah. All right, dude. That's a good topic. We'll label that one. Know what to do when the phone stops ringing.
I like it, Tim. All right.